we've got to get going. We've got to meet our contact in a few minutes.
Just a second, 99. I think I got the hang of this. It's all on the wrist.
Max, look!
I told you it was all on the wrist, 99.
We gotta hurry, Max. The 14th tee's way over there.
Don't worry, 99. Here comes a golf cart. I'll get my clubs and you ask for a ride.
Right, Max. Excuse me, sir. Excuse me. I wonder if you'd mind giving my husband and me a lift to the 14th tee.
Happy to. I'm Chuck Kramer. I'm the golf pro here.
Hello.
Ah, we certainly appreciate this. I'll just hang on the back here. Okay, right. Let her go.
Very much, Mr. Kramer.
Chuck.
Chuck. We really appreciate it. What's the matter, Max?
I'm winded, 99.
Max, you're really out of condition. You ought to take up jogging. Do you think that's our contact over there?
We'll know in a minute, 99. I'll give him the password. Hi there.
Hello.
He's our man. I'm 86, she's 99.
Say, you two have some handicaps.
No, we're the control agents that you asked to see. Aren't you Fred Fargo?
No, I'm Frank Fargo.
Frank Fargo? Who are you supposed to meet Fred Fargo?
Fred Fargo is my sister-in-law Frida's father. Furthermore, he flew to Frankfurt Friday.
You have some information for us?
I overheard a conversation in the locker room that exactly 4 o'clock today, Chaos is planning to blow up the aerospace center adjoining the golf course.
Smart and 99 are rendezvousing in Fargo. Not Fred, Frank. Fred flew to Frankfurt Friday. And don't worry, I'll make it look like an accident.
How it's going to be done?
Yes, and I can also tell you who's behind it.
Who?
Max, what happened?
I don't know, 99, but he's got a lump on his head the size of a golf ball.
Max, that is a golf ball.
What did I tell you? I don't understand. How could a golf ball hit him in the head and... 99, look. A poison dart embedded in the golf ball.
Max, we've got to find out who did this.
You're right, 99. Anybody lose a golf ball?
The doctor said the arrow in that golf ball was tipped with some sort of amnesia-producing drug. He'll be in the hospital several weeks.
Did you notify his family, Chief?
Just Frida. Fred flew to Frankfurt on Friday. Now, we don't have much time. Chaos has already succeeded in blowing up 2 other space centers this year.
According to Fargo, this one's set to go at 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Which is exactly the moment that they plan to test the M-14 rocket. Now, would you say this is a coincidence? both those other space centers were blown up at the precise moment they were to test the M-14 rockets.
Now that is a coincidence.
No, it's not. But would you say this is? Both those space centers were located next to golf courses.
Now that is a coincidence.
No, it's not. But how about this? Chuck Kramer, who is the golf pro at this club, was also the golf pro at those other two courses at the time they blew up those space centers.
Now, I'd say that's a coincidence.
You're right, 99.
Well, then Kramer's our man.
I don't think so. Because at the exact moment those space centers were destroyed, Kramer was having a drink with the manager of that club, and he has pictures to prove it. This one was taken at the Pinewood Country Club. And this with the manager of the Cedarwood Country Club.
Chief, these pictures are interesting. Do you mind if I hold on to them for a while?
Absolutely, 99.
Oh, Chief, someone's coming to our table.
Well, that's Mr. Upjohn, the manager of the club. I've asked him to join us. We need all the help he can give us.
Sorry to keep you waiting, Chief.
Now, Mr. Upjohn, these are control agents 86 and 99.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Well, you're the two that were with the victim when he was struck down. That was a terrible thing.
Yes, Mr. Upjohn, I'll need your full cooperation. I'd like agents 86 and 99 to have full access to the club, its facilities, the course.
Well, I'll only be too happy to cooperate.
Well, could you arrange for them to play the course this afternoon with your pro, Chuck Kramer?
No problem at all.
Oh, well, we're indebted to you, Mr. Upjohn. I can't go into details. I can only say that this is for the security of the nation.
I'm a very patriotic man. If this is for the good of the country, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll cut the green pea in half.
Having us play with the pro this afternoon, Chief, is a stroke of genius.
Thanks, Max.
That way we get a free golf lesson.
That's not the reason why, Max. Obviously, both those space centers were blown up from somewhere on the adjoining golf course. Now, it's my hunch that it was done with some sort of a nuclear golf ball.
Chief, the nearest point to that space center is the 14th hole, and that's almost 400 yards away. Nobody could hit a golf ball that far.
Well, if anybody can, it would be the pro. Now, even though Kramer had an airtight alibi the last two times, I want you two to be playing golf with him at exactly 4 o'clock this afternoon.
We'll see you to it, Chief.
Now, Max, 99 and I will keep this place under surveillance while you go to Control's secret lab. Dr. Simon has prepared some special equipment for you.
Right, Chief.
Well, let's get going. We don't have much time.
It's my check, Chief. I mean, after all, you got it last time. I mean, it's my turn now. I mean, after all, there are two of us. There's only one of you. Well, if you insist, Chief. Dr. Simon, where are you?
Over here, 86. Excuse me a moment.
What are you doing?
Exercising. I've got to keep in shape. You know what they say, a healthy body makes a healthy mind.
You must have some mind.
I'll be with you in a minute. Your special golf equipment is over on the table.
Thank you.
2 minutes, Miss Simon. 2 minutes.
What's that for? You don't use a balloon on a golf course.
That's for my act. I'm doing a bubble dance this week. These are your golf clubs. These irons are scientifically designed to hit a ball straight every time.
Oh, do you have a wood that's scientifically designed to hit a golf ball straight every time?
Has anybody?
How about these golf balls? Are they anything special?
Only one. It's a magnetic golf ball that will be drawn to anything metallic. It will home in on the cup, so be sure to use it only for putting.
Which one is the magnetic one?
The one that's stuck to your wristwatch. Now, should you want to contact the chief, this is a golf shoe phone.
Well, how does it open?
It doesn't. You speak into this spike here, and you listen to this spike here.
Oh. Well, what's this hole in the center for?
That's where you put the dime in.
You have to put a dime in? But that's ridiculous. Suppose I don't have any change. Supposing I get a wrong number.
They'll send you stamps. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to get undressed for my performance.
On stage, Miss Simon.
Dr. Simon, what are you doing with an autographed picture of the Los Angeles Rams?
They gave it to me. I did an undercover assignment once and traveled for 2 weeks with the players as one of them.
You mean to tell me that you traveled with the Los Angeles Rams and nobody found out you were a woman for 2 weeks?
Well, they found out the first day, but nobody would tell. Okay, I'm ready for my performance, 86. Wish me luck.
Good luck.
Oh, I almost forgot my bubble.
Oh, I'll get it for you.
Now, how am I supposed to do my dance without my bubble?
Yes, well, I don't know, but I'd certainly like to stick around and find out.
I wonder what happened to Chuck Kramer, Max. It's almost 2 o'clock.
I don't know, but when he gets here, I just hope you give him the same kind of a bawling out you gave me.
Well, you must admit that every time you visit Control Secret Lab at that burlesque house, you're very late getting back.
99, the Follies Theater is no burlesque house. At least it wasn't until today. And I couldn't run out on Dr. Simon. After all, she is one of our fellow control agents.
Dr. Simon is not what I would call one of our fellow control agents.
Don't be silly, 99. I mean, she may have a beautiful face and a fabulous body and fantastic legs, but who notices?
Good afternoon, Mr. Smart. Mrs. Smart and Mr. Kramer will be joining you shortly. I hope you'll enjoy playing our beautiful chords. Well, that's the first hole over there.
What an unusual ring you're wearing, Mr. Upjohn. Oh. Max, look, isn't this a beautiful ring?
Oh, yeah, nice, very nice.
Well, thank you. Now, if there's anything else I can do, please let me know.
You know, I saw a ring like that once before, but I can't remember where.
Well, I doubt it. It's a family heirloom. Well, have a good round.
Nice guy.
Max, I know I've seen that ring somewhere before. I just can't place it.
99, how can you worry about a ring at a time like this? We've got less than 2 hours before that missile center is going to blow up. And not only do we not know how it's going to be done, we don't even know who is going to do it.
We know when.
Yes, well, knowing when isn't going to tell us who or how. I'd gladly trade my when for a who and a how.
Why?
Why? Yeah, a good question, 99. Well, you see, if we know who, then we can watch how who did it, and then that will give us our who, our how, and our when.
That makes sense.
I know it, 99. That's what worries me.
Well, nice putt, Mrs. Smart.
Well, thank you.
You're away.
You go ahead and putt.
Yeah. It's the fourth time today you've done that, Mr. Smart. I've never seen anybody slice a putt before.
Yes. Well, it's all on the wrist.
Do you mind if I look at your ball?
Max, you didn't give him the magnetic ball, did you?
No, I gave him yours.
Okay to me. Come on, 13th hole's next. Here's your ball, Mr. Smart.
Thank you. Well, it's the first time you've done that today.
Well, just shows nobody's perfect, Mr. Smart. You two tee off. I'll meet you down on the fairway.
What's wrong, Max?
I don't know, 99. I have a feeling he did that on purpose.
It's a quarter to four. We're supposed to be with him at 4 o'clock when the explosion's due to go off. If we keep our eye on him, he can't make his move.
I guess you're right, 99. Here, go ahead, tee off.
Right.
I switched balls with Smart. He now has the explosive golf ball. In 2 seconds, when he tees off, that will be the end of Mr. and Mrs. Maxwell Smart.
Throw me a ball, 99.
Oh, there are three here, Max. Which one do you want?
Anyone. Sliced it out of bounds. Throw me another one.
Okay.
That's much better. Hooked it out of bounds. Throw me the last ball, 99. But I don't understand. The Space Center wasn't supposed to blow up for another 15 minutes.
That wasn't the Space Center, Max. Someone tried to blow us up.
An explosive golf ball. How do you like that, Doc Simon, just because I broke her bubble?
No, Max. Someone must have slipped you that explosive golf ball. That must mean we're getting too close.
What happened?
Somebody just tried to kill us.
Why would anyone want to do a thing like that? I admit you don't play a great game of golf, but still... Look, why don't you two go back to the clubhouse? You don't want to continue after something like this.
I think it'd be better if we played on, at least until the 14th hole.
Yes, why don't you two go ahead and I'll join you in a few minutes.
Right, Max.
All right.
Hello, this is Maxwell Smart calling the chief. Come in, chief.
Chief?
Yes, Larry.
Call for you from Max.
I'll take it here. Go ahead, Max.
Hello, Chief.
Somebody just used an explosive golf ball to make an attempt on our lives.
That's great.
That's great?
Of course. That means you're getting too close for comfort. It also proves that I was right. They plan to blow up the Space Center with a nuclear golf ball. It has to be from the 14th hole. That's the closest point.
Well, that's where Kramer and 99 are now, Chief.
Then get back there right away. I have a feeling Kramer's our man after all.
Right, Chief.
Where's Kramer?
He had a 4 o'clock appointment back at the clubhouse to have a publicity picture taken with Mr. Upjohn.
Well, then he's not our man.
Why not?
Because the exploding golf ball has to be hit from the 14th hole, and if Kramer is at the clubhouse, then that automatically eliminates him.
And he's going to have pictures taken to prove it, just like at the other two clubs. Max, that's where I saw the ring before.
What are you talking about, 99?
Look, these are pictures taken of Kramer with the managers of the other two clubs. Do you notice anything similar?
Yes, they're both 3x5 glossies.
Max, look at the ring that the two managers are wearing.
It's the same ring.
Right, and that's the same ring that Mr. Upjohn wears, and he says that it's an heirloom, which means that Mr. Upjohn and the two managers are the same person.
You may be right, 99. We've never seen the three of them together.
And take the glasses and the hair from these two men and put them on Upjohn. What have you got?
A surprise for Mrs. Upjohn? What are you doing now?
I'm getting out my lipstick telescope. If Kramer and Upjohn are working together, we better make sure that they're back at the clubhouse. There they are. Now, how are they going to set off an explosion when they're having drinks on the terrace?
Let me see that, 99. I want to take a look at the 14th hole.
There's nobody out there.
Ah, thank you very much.
It's 3 minutes to four.
Good. I'll press the button and activate the launcher.
Oh, what's wrong?
Gum.
There.
The launcher is now in position and will fire automatically at exactly 4 o'clock.
Wait a minute. That wasn't there before.
What?
That mortar.
A mortar?
Of course. The old mortar in the rocks on the 14th hole trick.
Come on, 99. We gotta get over there before they activate that mortar.
Martin 99 are heading for the 14th green.
Quick, stop them.
Faster, Max, faster!
I can't go any faster, 99. I've got it up to 8 miles an hour now. Keep your head down.
Max, the chief, he's after Kramer.
Darn fool kid.
Max, the gun gun, he's after the chief. What are we going to do?
I'm going to try and lose him, 99. Hold on.
Right.
Shake them off, 99.
Max, the mortar on the 14th hole's gonna go off any second. We're never gonna make it in time.
Wait a minute, 99. The golf ball, the magnetic golf ball that Doc Simon gave me, it works on the same principle as a ground-to-air missile.
Max, you can't get out and hit a golf ball, no?
Yes, I can.
No!
Now, you get ready to grab the wheel when I jump.
Be careful, Max.
Up, John, forget him! Stop her!
Considering I rushed my shot. What happened to Kramer and Upjohn?
The chief has them in custody.
How did that happen?
I stopped short and they crashed into me.
Well, that's terrific, 99. Whatever made you think of a thing like that?
I always drive that way, Max.